Slightly just coming up to 11:34 on Phoenix 98 FM. I should be joined on the line by Mike World, who is a contemporary R&B artist as well as a record producer. I played Mike's track last week, What You Want, and I'm going to be playing it at the end of the interview. So are you there, Mike?
Yeah, hello, I'm here.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. Good morning.
Let's talk about your music. When did you actually start getting an interest in music?
To be honest, I've been interested in music since quite a young age, maybe since I was five. I've really been interested in music, but I really started doing it professionally, I'd say, properly, maybe when I turned 18, I think, and I really got into it.
And what artists have you kind of grown up with, or the ones that have inspired you to write?
Well, some artists I've been listening to since I was a kid. Chris Brown. I've been inspired by Chris Brown. I've been listening to him since I was a kid. That's probably where my earliest interest in R&B came from, and also Neo. So yeah, those type of artists, Chris Brown, Neo. And more recently, I really taken a lot of inspiration from artists like Tory Lanez, Bryson Tiller, that kind of stuff. Those guys.
When you sit down to write, how do you do it? Do you get your lyrics come first, or do you get a beat going? How does it work for you?
So what I do is I usually have my beat. I have my beat, and then whatever emotion I feel when I'm listening to the beat, I kind of just write on that specific emotion, and then I expand on it. That's usually how I write my songs, and then I make each song based on whatever I'm feeling when I'm listening to the beat.
I do ask artists this a lot. Do you write your best stuff, do you think, when you're in a good mood, or do you write your best stuff when you're in a sad mood?
Well, me specifically, I hear a lot of artists talking about how they've written their best songs when they were when it's about something deep. But with me specifically, I prefer to be in a good mood. I feel like I can be more creative, or I allow myself to be more creative when I'm in better mood, as opposed to when I'm not happy.
Now, you're also a producer, so tell us about your production work.
So with my production work, all the production I've done is with other people, because I produce, but I'm still learning. So I usually produce with some of the producers on my team. Usually what we do is I usually just lay down the melodies. I lay down the melodies because I know I'm good at that. I lay down the melodies, and then I let them handle the beats. That's kind of how where it goes, because until I get to a certain standard of production, I want to make sure I'm watching and learning as the process goes along, just so when I get there, I'll be able to do it as best as I can.
Now, I read on your biog, it's got here, you're looking for world domination, as most musicians are, and to redefine R&B in Africa. So what is the music scene like in Africa?
In Africa, it's mostly just Afrobeats. There's Afrobeats, and then, and that's Nigeria specifically.
Yeah.
It's mostly Afrobeats, and then there's Afrobeats, and then there's hip hop. That's the ones that are most prevalent to me that I can see. Afrobeat and hip hop, and then there's another scene called the Alté scene. Really, but the biggest obviously right now is Afrobeats. So it's mostly just that, and then you have your Wizkid, your Davido's, Burna Boy's.
Is it hard for a UK act to break through?
I wouldn't think so. I think depending on your sound, you can be received quite well, because these days a lot of UK artists I've seen, they kind of have it's a UK Afrobeats kind of sound, and I think it usually translates quite well back over there.
Have you done quite a few gigs? Obviously no musicians are doing gigs at the moment due to COVID, but is it something you do as well?
Yeah, it is something I do. I haven't done that many yet, because I only really start. I'm still early into my career, but I hope to do quite a few.
How old are you, Mike?
I'm 22. I just turned 22.
Oh, bless you! You've got plenty of time to get up there on stage. You've got loads of time. Don't you worry about that. Tell us about the track What You Want. When did you write it? And tell us what it's about.
I wrote that song. I wrote that song a few months ago. I was with my engineer, and he just played the beat, and I kind of just sat there. I don't know, the first thing that came to my mind was just what you want, because I like to give girl things. So I just made a song just around that, basically.
And is there an EP coming out? Have you got an EP, or is there going to be an album? What's the next plan after this track?
Okay, so basically, I want to release another single at some point, maybe next month. And yeah, there's an EP coming out soon. Can't give you the details just yet, but there's the EP's coming soon. Expect it soon.
Excellent. Now, we will put all the socials out for you. It's Mike's, what, Mike World? Is that what you're, it's at, isn't it? It's Mike's World?
It's my field.
Right. So you can find Mike on Instagram and also on Twitter as well. We're going to end with the song. It's a really good song. I played it last week, and I'm going to be playing it tomorrow as well. Thanks very much. Sorry, we had a bit of a technical difficulty there, Mike. It's great to speak to you. Say hello to your record company as well, because I know they're listening. This is Mike World. This is a really good song. It's called What You Want. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye.
Hey, girl, CP, you need to tell me what you want. Hey, 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 yeah, you need to tell me what you want. Hey, 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 you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Hey, 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 since the night let's have some fun, yeah. Oh, yeah, hey, hey, I would never do you wrong. Yeah, yeah, you got me singing this song, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't really wanna make it long, hey, 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 yeah. I would never do you wrong, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.